This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Today's In Focus takes us to the village of Lanark, where 10 years ago, a wonderful thing happened. The village got its very own pharmacy, a much-needed and long-awaited service for the community. Lanark Medical Pharmacy's Ahmed Sherabas and his dedicated team remember the day well. It was 2013, just before Christmas, when the pharmacy opened its doors. Today, we welcome the pharmacy's front store manager, Joanne Sweetland. Hi, Joanne.
Hi there, Linda. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. And thank you for joining us. So 10 years, my goodness, that's really an achievement. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda. We're all very proud to be part of such an amazing team. And within the village, the customers, the people that we meet every day, we're very proud to be there and to serve the community.
So what have you planned now to mark this special occasion?
Well, as we're leading up to the 10th anniversary party, we've, for many years now, we've done a food drive for our local food pantry within the Lanark Village. So this year, we're going to be doing the same. So as we're leading up to December 13th, we're accepting food donations at the pharmacy. And for every one food donation that we receive, the pharmacy is matching for $1 that will go towards the food pantry as well. So that's it's pretty cool that way. In addition to that, we are offering a lucky draw. So this year we're having, for every food donation that a customer brings in, we're giving them a ballot. And the ballot is going into a lucky draw. And this year we have a flat screen TV, an iPad, Apple Watch. We've got gift baskets. And a lot of the other local businesses this year have now jumped on board as well. And they are offering prizes for our table as well. We've got a round of golf for four with a cart from Timber Run. We have a gift certificate from the Lanark Pizzeria, a gift basket from Village Treats, and Gimmel's has actually just donated a load of gravel with some work gloves for a lucky draw as well. So
that's great. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody is being very generous then, right?
Well, we're in unique times right now, Linda, with the food bank and the way the economy is going. And I met with the people from the food pantry last week, and they were saying that the usage is up 50%. Every week, they're not just getting, you know, one-off people. We're having entire families now that are struggling to make ends meet, and they're now visiting the food bank as well. So, you know, the time to give is now, and if we have it in us, you know, with the incentive of the lucky draw, we're hoping people will just dig a little bit deeper and give a little bit more so that, you know, we have families within our community that just won't go hungry.
You know, at this time of year, too, in particular, our thoughts do turn to giving a little bit more than usual and to helping those in need. And, you know, it's really shocking to hear about this tremendous increase in the use of the Lanark Pantry, that it's up 50% since last year. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And it's not just people without jobs. These are a lot of people that are coming into the food bank now are working families, you know, two jobs with some kids, and, you know, rent is so high and gas is so expensive and food, as we know, is so expensive that, yeah, people are just really suffering now, and they're looking towards their local food banks. And Lanark is not unique. We are just like everybody else at this time. It's a real need.
Right, and it's happening everywhere. Everybody's being very generous in all the communities in Lanark County. Tell us about a little bit more about the day of, which is December 13th. It's Wednesday at 1 o'clock, right? What will we expect to see there at the pharmacy?
Well, on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, that'll be the end of our collecting of food. We're bringing the last of the food in, and then we're going to be serving a nice lunch for those that want to come by and visit at the pharmacy in celebration to our 10 years. So there'll be a nice lunch. We have a cake, so we're going to have some cake and coffee, a celebration of sorts for our anniversary. And at that time, too, we'll have our live draw. So we'll be pulling the tickets to see who won all the lucky prizes as well. So we're hoping that it's going to be a fun event and lots of people will come on out and get a sandwich and a piece of cake.
It sounds like a lot of fun and very exciting with all those wonderful prizes. And I must say, it's very generous of Ahmed Cherbath to provide all these wonderful gifts, all these wonderful prizes. And also the donating a dollar for every food item that a person brings in. How generous is that?
Yeah, that is, it's so great, you know, and Ahmed, I've only been working with Ahmed for a year now, and him and the partners and the people within the community and within the pharmacy, they really love to give back to the community. And that's something that I've seen over this past year is all of our people that come in to do work at the pharmacy, you know, be it, you know, tradespeople. He likes to just use community people. The lunch that's being put on is being made by a community girl as well. He's reaching back into the community. Let's always be giving back. And it's just the way, you know, things are turning out at the pharmacy, and it's a wonderful place to be. Additionally to the leading up to the 13th as well, I'll mention is we're going to be offering a 20% discount on most of our front store items for the entire month of December as well.
So incredible.
It's a great time if you need any supplements or vitamins. And we have a great gift section as well. So if you're looking for anything, would be a great time to come on in and stock up.
Okay, one-stop shopping. So, which of course leads me, you're talking about vitamins and supplements, especially at this time of year with so much flu and colds going around. Excuse me, I have one myself.
Yes.
Which leads me to ask you about the medications now that pharmacists can now prescribe. What are some of those, and how much detail do you want to get into here about that?
Well, currently there's 13 minor illnesses, ailments that a pharmacist can prescribe for. To keep it pretty simple, you know, one would be, say, seasonal allergies. If you're suffering from seasonal allergies and you need a prescription, we can help out with that. Cold sores would be another, insect bites and itching. There's still another 10 more that we could get into, but it best be if there's something going on, give a call into the pharmacy, see if that's something that we can treat. And you know what, you can save yourself lining up at your doctor's office. It's pretty quick in and out. If it's something that's under the pharmacist's scope, we can help out pretty quickly.
Okay. And excuse me, the pharmacy is on George Street in Lanark, right on the main street in Lanark. Easy to find. The phone number there is
613-259-2345.
Okay.
And we're at 74 George Street, right on Main Street in Lanark.
Okay, that's great. Now, just before I let you go, let's just recap on this. Now, you're taking the food donations in now. It's currently going on until the 13th of December. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we've had a lot of food coming in, so we're stacking it in the back. It's getting to be a lot of food there, and it's very exciting to see that. And just so I could also, when I spoke to the people at a food bank, I'd asked what type of food we're really looking for this year. And some of the things that they said they're really in need of would be pasta, be it canned or dried, pasta sauce, some canned stew, meat, fish type of things. We need peanut butter, cereal, infant food and formula, something that you don't really think of, but there's babies out there as well. And even some personal hygiene products are important if you have those and you want to donate those as well. Those would be a great donation as well.
Okay, all healthy items.
Yes.
And bringing them to the pharmacy, hours
yes.
that you're open are?
Yep, we're 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 till 1 on Saturdays. And we're taking the food in during all those hours.
Okay, that's great, mm-hmm. Joanne.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? I wanted to ask you if you would like to finish off with telling us how it feels to be part of a team that's become such an important part of a small community.
Well, you know, it's one of those great things, and I'm very proud to work at the pharmacy, and it might seem like a strange thing, but to be a pharmacy environment, but we have a lot of fun there as well. And, you know, we do have some sad times, obviously, but we love the customers. Being part of this team is, I'm very proud. I didn't see this in my future, but now that I've been there a year, there's no looking back, and I look forward to what's coming next, you know? So yeah, it's great.
It sounds like you're having a lot of fun there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you'll be welcomed by a very friendly staff as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And very knowledgeable. Joanne, mm-hmm. I want to thank you very much for joining us today. And best of luck with the food drive. Have a wonderful day on the 13th of Wednesday, the 13th of December.
Yeah. Yeah.
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
People can come meet dignitaries, draw
yes.
for prizes, and eat
yeah,
cake.
Yeah.
It sounds wonderful.
It's going to be a great time.
Thanks very much, Joanne. You take
Thank
care.
You, Linda. Thank you so much for having me.
I've been speaking with Joanne Sweetland, the front store manager at the Lanark Medical Pharmacy. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.